Cheryl joins us from Beatrice today, and she works with Charlie. So the first one I wanted to ask you, Cheryl, is what was your perspective about blindness before you started working with our agency?
My husband went into the hospital in June of 22. I had my sight, most of my sight at that time. I drove, I babysat my 2-year-old great-grandson, and I was caregiver to my husband. 5 days later, unexpectedly, he passed. That was a hurdle. That was a big hurdle after 52 years of being with him. Within a month, my eyes failed me. I could no longer babysit because of the safety issues. I gave up my driver's license for fear I would hurt someone else. And I was alone. I sat for days by myself. I think that was the worst. Because blind people don't live alone. Blind people don't cook. Blind people sit in a chair and melt away. That was my perspective and my family's perspective on blind people. Because I had never, that it's not true that I hadn't been around any. My mother was going blind with macular, just like myself. But she lived in assisted living, and I was living alone, and there is a difference. Thank you, Charlie. I started working with Charlie, and I found out that the commission assisted me with gadgets such as a magnifier. I don't know where my life would be without that magnifier. But it's not the gadgets. It's the socialization that I get. I live in a community of over 55, and we're all, 18 of us are all women except one man. And no one gets out much. No one has a lot of socialization. And I have to have that. I have to be with people. And we are organizing different little events. But it all comes back to Charlie. Charlie showed me that I can do it. I can be a part of society and I can contribute, which I never thought I could do. I really didn't. When I went blind, and I honestly thought my life was going to be living in my daughter's bedroom, second bedroom, and I was told, you don't cook, you don't go out of the house, we don't expect you to do any kind of chores around the house, just sit, and we'll be home after work. Yeah, I still live alone. For the most part, I do 90% of my own cleaning. I do all of my cooking. And I hope I'm a blessing to those around me.
So the next thing, Cheryl, that I'd like for you to talk about is you covered some of my questions so perfectly, so that was a great little story, so I'm going to ad-lib here a little bit. But tell us about some of the opportunities that even a year ago today you never would have thought you would be getting to do that you've done in the last year because of the introductions that Charlie has made in your life.
I like to walk. I love to walk. And I, once my sight was bad enough, that I couldn't cross streets. I was limited. Oh, my God, I was limited. The ladies laughed at me. I would walk around our block 5 or 6 times, just around one block, because my daughter said, you cannot cross a street. you cannot cross the street because you can't see. Charlie started me on some cane training. That opened a whole new world. I do have to say, Beatrice needs a little bit of training on the blind. I was crossing the street, a pretty busy street, in a crosswalk, and my cane got broken. A car hit it. And he was close enough, he hit my brother's arm with the mirror. Didn't stop and flipped us off. So a little bit of training goes a long ways. I'm a lot more careful because obviously people don't know how to adjust to us and us to them.
You are educating every day when you're out there with your cane, though. So even if that, you know, you don't want to go to that intersection again, by being out and about, you are raising awareness and the capabilities. So thank you for sharing that part.
Thank you.
Have you attended any of, like, the blindness events over the past year that have been offered? Silver Summit, Super Light, those things.
I went to the conference in Kearney. That was my first event. I was alone, scared to death. How do you find your room? How do you find, you can usually find the table.
Not when you're looking for it.
Yeah. But just to get around, because I had never been in that kind of a circumstance. Like I say, I stick pretty close to home, but I can find my way around. Best thing I ever did. And then I went for the Ski for Life. Please, if you get the opportunity, go. I had three goals: meet new people, make new friends, and pet a lot of dogs. As you can see, I had never skied before. I just don't do winter sports. I'm 73. I skied.
Awesome.
I went snowshoeing. I went snowmobiling. But the greatest thing, I met some of the most beautiful people. And for me, that's what it was about. Meeting people. I need to be able to get out. I need to be able to make new friends, socialize, learn what's out there. And I do that mostly through Charlie. And I just can never thank her enough for what she's done for me in my life.
We might hire her.
We might hire her. Perfect. Charlie, did you have anything you wanted to add about working with Cheryl? I put you on the spot here.
Oh,
I knew I would. There you go.
Oh, Cheryl, thanks for sharing. You know, I love working with Cheryl. I told her the last time that I came to see her, like, you're a highlight of my week. I love to come see you and work on technology and talk about dogs and cats. And
Yeah,
Cheryl, I am so proud of you.
Thank you.
And how far you've come. So, good job. Just keep living your life.
Thank you so much, Cheryl, for joining us today. Judy, want to come up to the hot seat?
Okay. Now, remember, you told me you would tap me on the shoulder.
I am tapping her on the shoulder if she gets long-winded. And I just met Judy this week, and so it's just lovely. She's such a lovely person. So.
Yes, she had plenty of time to talk.
Oh, you're so
I'm sorry. I did not say I'm from Lincoln. And my background on people who are blind, I was hired first at my dream job. And that was library for the blind and physically handicapped. And that's where I met many people. And I had children come from Nebraska City. Oh, why did we have a riot? But I'm in a club of ladies, and one of the ladies, Shirley Hanley, is totally blind. I have known her for, I've been in this club for 49 years, okay? Anyway, she has been a role model for me for a long time. I have an uncle that lost an eye. I have a nephew, same age as my son, that lost an eye. Two different, totally. They never gave up. They are so busy, and I know that's one eye. But in the jobs they do, it to me, okay. I had my cataracts removed in 2012. That's when my blindness started. It worked on the cornea. Wonderful. Now, any kind of light, it kills me. It just goes straight back and like burns my retina. I had 7 years every month of injections. And helped, but not anymore. And I've ended up with more diseases. Anyway, I asked my doctor about 2 years into the 7 years, and I said, when would you consider me to be legally blind? He looked at me and he says, Judy, you are. And that was in 2014. So I have adapted by myself, and some of the things Shirley, and when I worked at the Library for the Blind, downstairs is where the people who were blind came to learn how to get around in the kitchen and everything. So I got to know them too. But it's gotten to the point that I'm losing. Not the battle, but I'm just losing some sight. I still can. I garden. I love to do that. We've lived at our house for 52 years, and I know my way around. And in the yard. And my husband has made sure I have raised beds and different things. But I'm not going to give up on those. But anyway, I got hooked up with this gal over here. I think you heard about her, Charlie. Shirley kept saying, Judy, you don't have depth perception. No, I don't. You need white cane. You need this. You need. And so I came, and they hooked me up with her. Now, I totally agree. You must hire her. because I haven't had her come, because I'm also diabetic. And my doctor got me hooked up with this instead of finger pricking for all the years that my fingers are pretty much gone. But I can't see it anymore. Alarm goes off. Oh, okay. I see the dots. And so I know whether I'm high or low, whatever. But she, I taught. I was a teacher for 30 years. This lady has patience. And she's going to have patience because I have never had a handheld computer. Okay? And so she's trying to teach me what I need to do with different things. I mean, she's up there, doo, 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 doo. I can't even hear it. And I say, Charlie, okay, I have this. Please slow it down so I can understand it. And I told her, I says, I will never be able to do it the way she does. I have excellent hearing, and I'm not bragging. I do. But what she does, and I think, Charlie, I have got to go slow. I am doing baby steps, and I don't mean toddler. I am doing baby. You really have to explain things more than once. And so she's got me on the voiceover. And my daughter has got me hooked up with cobbler aprons because they're so big, I can't put them in my pocket. This little thing I put in my, usually put in my pocket. And I'm not really looking forward to it because I don't have any other use for it until Charlie. Okay. All I needed was to know my numbers. Then I'm okay. But first she gave me pain. So my depth perception, I can do. I'm for walking and that. She's walked around the block with me. We still need to do some more though, Charlie. I am gradually losing, like I said. But then she hooked me up. She came to the house. She says, okay, what is it you would like to be able to do? And I said, put labels on my spices, on, you know, so many different things. And she says, she whipped out this label, talking label maker. And I, wand. And I said, that's a magic wand. She showed me what it did. I've had, oh my goodness. I have got, it doesn't say that in the material, but I have put them in the freezer. I've made a calendar using them. I've made my recipes. I still have enough vision with my digital, I call it my reader, my digital, I have that in the left hand over the recipe, and then I have my right hand with my wand. Pam came with Charlie when Charlie brought my wand, and Pam says, when she saw my recipes, I have them in plastic sleeves. I'm messy. And she said, I wonder if it will read it through that. So we tried it, and it did. So I have a label on my original recipe card, and then I can go through it. So, you know, together, Pam doesn't come all the time. It was fun to meet her. But Charlie, when we get our minds together, I have done so many more things than I thought I could. As a teacher, Jerry said that, she said that I was going to. My goal is to keep learning, but not give up on what I'm already doing. I have to do it a different way, slower, but now without that gal, yeah. If you've hired her, raise your hand. Anyway, did you tap my shoulder yet?
I was moving into position.
Uh-huh.
No, thank you, Judy. You speak to exactly what we want all of our consumers to be having the mentality of. But Charlie, I'm going to bring it over to you again for a second.
Okay, well, thank you, Judy, for talking today. I very much enjoy working with you and teaching you technology. We've got a lot of laughs, and we just have fun with it. So
that's
all that
happens,
right?
Way to go
with me. Good job.
Thank you, Judy.
Long way to go with me.
We did have two
other consumers, plus a daughter of a consumer that wanted to share a story to plan today. But health is really variable, and unfortunately today was not their day. But we do have Connie here who works with both of them, and I asked her if she would share a little bit about their stories and the messages they wanted to share.
Good job,
Judy.
Very nice.
Yes, I had a couple of clients that were scheduled to come today. One is Margie, and when I first met Margie, she had, given up doing, most things. She talked about how in the past she loved to go to volleyball games with her family, but didn't think that, a blind person should, what good, would it do her to go to a volleyball game when she can't see it. She loved to quilt and cook and things like that, and had some technology questions. And I think what happened for Margie, we did provide some training to her on how to use a cane and some cooking lessons and technology lessons. But I think for her, what it was giving her permission to do things as a blind person. And so after that first visit, the next time I went out, she had gone to a volleyball game with her family and talked about how much fun that she had had and that it was really more about being with her family and enjoying the experience. And using the cane to get around the stadium really, really helped her. And then later on, I came back for another appointment where we were going to work on sewing, and we had talked through some alternatives. But she had already gone out and made quilts for all of her grandchildren. So she had used some of those tips that I shared with her and just said, well, I think I can do this. And she went out and she did it. And so what she wanted me to share with everyone was how much she appreciated the staff that came out to visit her, Pam and Charles and I, that she had really felt like we were the best service that she had received. So, and then Fern was also scheduled to come today with her daughter. And Fern has been a client before, but has lost more vision, and we provided services again. And Fern still is living independently. She bakes cookies, dozens of cookies for neighbors, friends, people that she comes in contact with, which are delicious, I would have to say. She wanted, I believe, to talk a lot about how the Silver Summit impacted her. She was able to attend with her daughter, and just the attitude and the community that was available to her really empowered her to keep doing what she was doing and to not let her blindness stop her.
Thanks, Connie.
Very good. Thank you.
Nice.
So just in the closing remarks for the part that we're sharing today, I just want to share how incredibly proud I am of all of our staff. This is really just a random sampling that we have today of the first people we basically got to call and confirmations from, but hundreds of people are out there where this is all the time, and every staff member we have makes this kind of impact. And I just also want to I'm proud of the staff, I'm proud of the work we do, but I'm also really proud of the consumers, everybody we serve. So I wanted to start with where they were at the beginning, because there are times where maybe we have people who might hear these stories and they're stuck there. I want people to understand that almost everybody starts at a lower point, and through trying and the work and the connections that we make, which the possibilities are endless. So, commissioners, do you guys have any questions or comments that you would like to ask or share?
I guess I do.
Well, I just kind of want to recognize Executive Director Carlos Servan, because wasn't too many years ago we did not have a lot of funding. We've always known that when you help people with blindness learn the skills to be independent, it's a great investment. But the federal government only had limited funds, and what's it been, maybe 4 or 5 years ago that we went to our state, and we took some consumers like you guys, and you told your stories, and we were able to get about triple the money we used to have, so that we could go out and serve you guys. You know, these services cost money, and it didn't. I'm proud that we have the money to help you guys. I will tell you, a lot of states don't. So your success stories are what drives our state representatives to fund the funding that they do so that you can get the services that you need. And I know Kat was critically involved in that process, Carlos was, and it was just an example. When we have success stories, your success also helps other people. So your story is so inspiring. The only thing I ask is when you encounter other blind people, tell them what can happen when you have the right attitude, when you get a little training, and because you know the alternative is not to be as independent as you've all become now. So I'm just really proud of all you for what you've done. It doesn't happen without the best staff. Here in Nebraska, we have a great staff of people that are committed. But I just want to say thank you, Carlos, for having that vision to get the funding that we needed.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say thank you for coming and sharing. I appreciate that. I always enjoy listening to success stories, you know, learning from, you know, where each consumer has started and what they are now. You know, everybody has their story, and I think that's just great. Thank you.
Well, I also just want to thank all three of you for coming and talking to us, and just echoing, you know, what's already been said about how good it is to hear about how the good that the Commission is doing and the impact that's having on our lives. A lot of people look at the Commission and what it does and thinks more of what it does for the youth, helping people to become productive, contributing members of society so they can pay their taxes and that sort of thing. But you all have already done that, and you deserve the same services, and I'm glad you're getting them, and I'm glad it's having such a positive effect on your life.
Can I make a couple of
course
comments quickly?
There you go, Carlos.
Yeah, I just want to mention a couple of facts that most of you already know. 4 years or so ago, before we got the increase in our budget, we were limiting visits to senior blind to only 6 visits, I think. And I think we only have around 240 and 250 senior blind clients. Now we have 508, more than double. We don't have limits for the training sessions. So, and all of that is due also to the quality staff we have, dedicated staff, the deputy directors, both in finance and services. So we do have a wonderful team, and I want to also thank the commissioner for your support. I know Commissioner Menting mentioned it well. What are you talking about support? I haven't done anything. Well, you said that's work, and that shows support. Each time we bring this report and we have this kind of meetings, you are showing support because you understand what we are doing. You are consumers yourself, leaders in your organizations, and you know what needs to be done, and we are working on those areas. So we appreciate your support once again. Thank you.
Okay, any other comments from commissioners or anything?
Can I make one more?
Yeah.
Hey, the Silver Summit, I've been fortunate to go there a couple times as a commissioner and I think a vendor, and I think it's very, it's life-changing for the people that come for the couple days, so anything that you three can do to maybe convince some other people to come, I think it would be awesome, because we're fortunate that we're probably one of the few states that's even able to offer the Silver Summit, and I just think it's a wonderful thing that we can do. So spread the word, you know. Government's kind of a funny thing. They don't give us money because they're nice people. They give us money because they expect things in return, and, you know, I think each of you probably would rather live independently than maybe be forced to go to assisted living or live in a relative's basement or bedroom. So each of your stories is inspirational, and you know, I can sense you all have the attitude that blindness is not going to hold you back, and that's a great attitude to share with others. So, thank you.
Can I make a comment?
Yeah, of course.
This is Kat. I just want to say that I think we've created a monster in a good way. In a very good way. We have done so much to get the word out, and we've served consumers, and they've told others about the services they've received. And I think it's time to go back to the legislature in the next budget session and ask for even more funding, because there are so many other seniors out there that need our services. So keep doing the great work. It's so heartwarming for me to hear stories like we just heard, and I hope that we're able to continue to serve more and more seniors.
Thank you, Kat. Okay, the next thing on our agenda is public comment period. So any questions, comments, concerns from the public?
Barbara Lowe's.
Barbara? Thank you.
You can take this one.
Yeah, I'll take this one. That way
works.
Do you have anything?
Do I need to go?
No, I got it, Barbara.
I can be lazy.
You're mine.
Okay. I want to thank everyone for your stories also. Some of you I don't know well, some of you I know better. but one of the things I wanted to do is to mention that life has a lot of twists and turns, and for a lot of blind people, it's wonderful that we have the commission here to help people. I also want to remind people that life goes beyond being a client of an agency. And so when you're searching for life beyond, I hope you will get in touch with us as the senior division of the National Federation of the Blind. I'm its vice president. Its president is Robert Newman, who used to work here at the commission for a lot of years, I think maybe 37 or something like that. Anyway, we do have monthly calls that have been mentioned a couple times, and if you want to get in touch with us, Robert can be reached at robertleslienewman@gmail.com if you're a tech user. If you're a little more low-tech than that, maybe, his number is 402-660-1743. And we do have informational sessions on our Zoom meeting. We meet via Zoom, but if someone is not at the point where getting onto Zoom is your thing, we can call you in And as the resident caller and host of the meeting, I can tell you that that works well. And our meetings are on the second Monday of the month, which means that we have one coming up on the 12th of this month. We meet at 7 Central, 6 Mountain Time, and everybody is welcome. There's not a limit to how many we can have. So, and we do other things besides just meet with each other. We help with some of the things, too, that have been talked about here. And we're glad that we have a good state agency here in Nebraska. We're also glad that we can help people beyond being a client of an agency. So, you know, when people say, okay, it's time for your case to close or whatever, that doesn't mean that you won't still have a family out there who cares about you and who you belong to. And so a lot of us are older. I have a long history with both the agency and the National Federation of Blind. I'd be happy to talk with anybody. So, anyway, you're welcome.
Thank you, Barbara. Any other comment from questions, comments, or concerns from the public? Okay. And next thing we have on our agenda is a break. Usually about 15 minutes. It is currently 10:14 right now, so we will reconvene at 10:29. Well, it's 10:15 now, so 10.